basically, well, first, thank you for being here. I know for me, I'm like, my tummy's growling. I'm ready for lunch. So we're going to make it quick. It's not long. We didn't get food for that reason, to make it a little faster, but just kind of wanting to get on the same page. Starting on a new year, I love the beginning of the year because I'm a goal person, so I love to go into that goal mindset and that focus of what God wants to do, really. Not so much what I want to do, but really where God wants to take this vocal team. And so that's just what this meeting's about. It'll go pretty quick, like I said. First, I just want to say thank you so much for leading in my absence. I know none of you signed on for a 7-month gen break, and I mean, to be honest, I really thought if you would have asked me a year ago, like, oh, I'm gonna take, you know, my 8 weeks and I'll be back. And I think at 8 weeks, like, I was ready to be back, but at the same time, it was such a gift. Really, it was a gift that you guys gave me to get to spend that time holding him during worship. So awesome to be able to do that while he was a little baby. So thank you. I know it wasn't easy. I know it's always hard when things kind of change and shift and you're out of your comfort zone and you're out of your box a little bit. But thank you so much for all of that. Coming back, it's interesting because for me, you know, I've been gone for 7 months, but it feels like I haven't in a way. Like I just jumped back in last Sunday and said, you know, thanks for letting me just kind of jump in. It really feels like I haven't been away, but at the same time, I feel this energy and excitement that I have. Like, I'm so ready. It's just interesting to have that, I guess, excitement of where I feel like God's taking me and where I feel like he's taking us. And so this year, as I was on this break, getting to be in the sanctuary and really getting to pray, you know, God, where do you want me leading? How do you want me leading? Because I don't want to just come back and it be the same old routine, which I think we're fine before. We're great with what we're doing, but I want to be challenged. I don't want to just be stagnant. I don't want to just settle into a routine. I want to constantly be growing, you know, for myself as a leader, because I know there are so many things. I find myself almost every Sunday, okay, that's another new thing, you know, that I've never dealt with, or just the new aspect of leadership that I feel like God's growing me in. I told John all the time, I feel like with youth ministry, it comes naturally for me, but leading worship just, it's outside my comfort zone too, because it's not something I ever pictured when I went to college I would be doing this. But I love it, and it's almost, I guess, a gift as well to be able to do this and know that God has called, you know, John and I to this place for this season at this time. So in this time off, we've just been praying, you know, God, I want to come back and I want to really focus in on you and what you have for this vocal team for this next year, and really not only the next year, but the stepping stone of where we're going, and looking back and how much we've grown, I think, as a team since John and I have been here. I know most of you have been a part of this thing since way before we came, way before the guy before us and the guy before that. So you've seen a lot of change and a lot of dynamics. But it's cool for me just to see in like the 4.5 years that we've been here, it's gone through a lot of change, just even thinking of adding in, you know, lights and the new projection thing and new people in the congregation. And it's a lot of newness, but I think we've all handled that great. And I'm ready to see, okay, what's the next step? Not necessarily new and change, but how can we grow and how can we become better leaders spiritually of this congregation? Because I think with everything that's been going on with the church, what Pastor Dave's doing with these core values, you can almost feel like not a shift, but just an energy. And I want to make sure we, since we are spiritual leaders and leaders musically, worshipfully, that we are constantly thinking, okay, that ministry mindset as well, that are we lining up with those core values? Are we coming in on a Sunday ready to minister and not just perform musically? And so that's kind of where God is really directing me and where my focus and our focus collectively needs to be. And so my focus and my prayers have been, okay, God, help us to learn how to do that. Help us to learn how to focus on leading this congregation spiritually, not just leading musically, which is kind of a hard thing to wrap your mind around, especially I think the more technical you are in music, the more musical knowledge you've had, it's harder to get that switch of, okay, this is music and it is technical and it does have these different layers and things going on, but at the core of it, for our situation and where we're at with church, we really need to be focused more on that spiritual leading, that worship leading over the music thing. So it's hard, even for me, you know, to wrap my head around, okay, God, how's this going to play out and how's this going to look? But I'm excited for where I think he's going to take this team, the whole worship team, but also us vocally. And that's why we just kind of wanted to focus in sections, you know, and focus just here vocally first. The other thing going along with that kind of ministry mindset is also where our hearts are. Because it's easy, like I said, when you're thinking musical or technical, it can be easy to let our hearts and our motives and our focus become background to that. But I really want to focus, you know, what I've started to do is asking myself, and I try to do this on Wednesdays, but I know I need to do it more on Sundays. Okay, am I coming in ready to minister? Am I coming in with the right heart? Because there have been, I've learned now having a baby, especially Sundays are easy for me because I'm a morning person. And so I get up and it's the morning and my feet hit the ground running and I'm ready. Wednesday nights are difficult for me because it's the end of the day and I'm tired and I've dealt with, you know, the stress of a baby all day. And John's, you know, normally here at the church all day Wednesday for the right reasons. I'm not trying to complain, but there are just some Wednesdays where I just come in and I have to get my mind and my heart and my focus right. And so as I was thinking about that, I was thinking, I'm sure there are those Sundays as well of just wanting to be so on point, ready to worship God, that my heart is in the right place, that I've gotten rid of, you know, whether it's bad attitudes, bad things happening, which attitude is a huge thing, and wanting that, I guess, unity for this team. I know when we talk with the students, when we go like to camp, I always know that the biggest thing, God wants to do so many amazing things. I mean, God wants to do things all the time, but camp is one of those easy things to point to because we get away and you know that he's gonna do amazing things, but I always know the enemy wants to come in and bring disunity through those relationships, especially when you're with teenagers for a whole week. Like, they get on each other's nerves, they get on our nerves. And I know that's one of the things the enemy does to weaken what God is doing. And so I know that's also something when we're working together as a team, I don't want to come into something. I know if we're coming into something, a new year, and wanting to have new influence and new spiritual leadership, I know I have to be on guard because that is breeding ground for the enemy to not be happy with what we're doing and what we're trying to accomplish. And so guarding our hearts that way, because the enemy wants us to focus on secondary things. He wants us to focus on whether it is, you know, the music and how that sounds over leading spiritually, or whether that's the terrible day I'm having, or the bills that need paid, or the stress of the work week. There's a multitude. I mean, we can go a million different directions with that. And so I want to be on guard, guarding my heart and guarding our hearts as well as a team, because I know anytime God calls you to something and calls you to a greater, I guess, influence and a greater depth, even in your relationship with him, there's always those things that are going to come and try to steal that away. So I've been praying over us, not just myself, but over this entire team, because I know I can lead, but it's gonna take all of us. You know, it's gonna take each and every single one of us saying, okay, we're on board and we're in this thing to minister. Well, then that also leads all of us to that openness of the enemy coming in. And so I wanna make sure you know, John and I are praying for each and every single one of you constantly. I hope whatever is going on, that you always feel open if you need, you know, to talk to us or need prayer or anything like that. This is so side note. But I hope that's the prayer. You know, I want you guys to know anytime we come in to a Sunday morning, if there's things that are heavy on your heart and you need to pull us aside and just pray, like, let's do that, you know? I wanna really step up just our focus on the right things this year, and that being one of them. And so, anyways, that's a side note. I love you guys, and I hope the enemy is so scared he doesn't even mess with us. Why not pray that way? But I know that things can come up, and so I just want to be aware and on guard and ask myself every Sunday morning, okay, where's my heart at? Where's my focus at? Where's my head at? Am I ready to minister? And there are those days, you know, I've gone into a couple Wednesdays and I've just been like, okay, God, I'm not in that place. What can I do? You know, help me to just clear my mind. Help me to just focus for this, you know, 1 hour, this 2 hours, you know, on you. And every time he comes through, it's amazing what we think we can't do and don't have the capacity to handle at the moment. But he definitely has made up for my weakness these past couple of months, and I know he'll continue to do so. So, moving forward with that, what can we do, you know, when we show up? What does a Sunday morning look like? Like I said, checking your heart, my heart, checking my motive, checking my focus, asking myself, am I, you know, ready, able to minister? What does that look like, not only on stage, but off stage, you know, the Sunday school time when someone else out there might irritate you, I don't know. But really guarding my heart, asking, what can I do? How can I be leading spiritually today? And it even goes on Sundays when you're not singing, you know, it goes so far beyond just the, here's the stage that I'm on. Our influence, I always have to be reminded, is far more great than I realize. I mean, it's obviously God's influence through me. I don't want to take that for granted this year. I really want to work, I guess, through that to be the best worship leader and the best version of me in that capacity. Also, making sure my attitude is in check. Something I've been wanting to be better at myself is I can be a sarcastic person once I'm comfortable with people. And I know that sometimes sarcasm, you know, if I'm having a great day but John's having a terrible day and I'm sarcastic towards him, he takes it as Jim's being a jerk and is not understanding my feelings at all. He's a very emotional person. That's such a great, can't think of the word. What's that word? A great, whatever that is, illustration, thank you. Mom brain. And so that's something, you know, me personally, I've been challenged to be better at. Okay, I need to be aware that not everybody might be having a great moment. Sarcasm is awesome in the right times, but not always great. And so I'm wanting to make sure, and you guys can help keep me in check, you know, with this too, of just showing respect, you know, to one another, and like I said, to other people, even when we're off stage, it bleeds over into the band and the sound and the media personnel. Something to just make sure. It's easy to make comments and to think, you know, in my head this sounds okay, but if this is what someone else is working on, it might really ruin their moment, their day, and so. I'm wanting to try to be better in that and want to just encourage us in general to be mindful of the words we say, making sure they're, you know, an outpouring of where our heart is. That's what the Bible says. And so I Want to make sure we as a team are focused on those right things and showing respect and being mindful of being encouraging to one another, because that really sets the tone for the whole morning. It really sets where we're going and where God wants to take this team and this church. We always talk with the students, like I said before camp, to be thermostats and not thermometers. I have to make sure I say that right. Because thermostats set the tone and set the temperature for the room, and thermometers just simply read it and react based on that. And so I really want us to be thermometers, not just for the worship team, but for the church in general. That I said it wrong. Thermostats, good. See, yeah, that was a trick. Making sure you all are paying attention. And part of that will also involve, what happens when there is conflict and when there is that rubbing of different personalities. I love so much the body of Christ. I love that the passage, where it says an ear doesn't mean an ear does, an eye doesn't mean an eye does, yet they're both important to the body. They both make up the body. But I just want to be mindful as we move forward. The enemy, the best grounds for where he can cause division is within relationships and within different personalities. And so just be mindful if there is conflict that comes up, which is natural and that happens, that we follow a biblical model, which is always hard but always worth doing the right thing. So like I said, wanting to keep the focus on the right thing, the focus on leading this congregation spiritually. And so those are some of the behind the scenes kind of things, but what are some of the practical dirt, what's that? Man. Rubber meets the road, no dirt involved. Man, okay, I've been up since 4:30, so bear with me. I'm running on pure adrenaline right now, which is fantastic. I've been praying because, like I said, I love, and it almost ties in with the body illustration of different parts but one body. I love musically that God has created us each with a different voice and a different sound and a different way of worshiping. He's God, and he's a creative God, and he's created us to be creative people, and I love that so much. But I think it's so easy to get into a place where we're too focused on the music and not focused on the spiritual act of leading the congregation into worship. And so John and I are wanting to temporarily try some new things out. I say temporarily because some of you, I know it's going to be a little bit of a stretch and a little bit of a difference. But I think it's going to help us focus on where God wants to take us. One of the things we're wanting to do, and hear me out on this, is we're wanting to take a couple of months to start out and see where we're going. I'm thinking the rest of January, February, March, and just sing unison, whether that's everybody, you can do different octaves. I know for some of you, the more technical, your stomach's probably turning, wait a minute, this isn't right, this is like everything opposite of what I've ever been told ever. Normally, as you continue, you want to get more technical and more difficult and challenging that way. Why are we stepping back and stripping that away? I need you to hear me out. I love parts. I love when you get to that dynamic part and you can hear the harmonies and you can get the goosebumps, and that feeling. I love that God created us with the different voices. But I don't want to be so focused on that we miss out on our opportunity to come in and lead this congregation into worship. I think that, when John and I started, it was two teams, two vocal teams. And I know in those teams, you knew every Sunday, I come in, I sing this. And it was an easy place to be, and an easy place to harmonize. Well, then we came in and we said, we're not going to do that anymore. We're going to switch it all up and juggle things around. And my heart with that was to bring unity, because I hated, you know, you only see this person here, and then if they have a schedule conflict for the right reasons or family things, then they can't do this. And I think I tried to bring unity, but then it brought in, okay, now I come, and on a Sunday morning, I don't know what part to sing. I don't know who's singing this or who's singing that. I've never sung with this person, and it's weird. So you're figuring out where you fit in and how they fit in. And I know in the future I need to be a better leader of using this, using that. And my first thought was with coming into 2017, well, I just need to do that better. I just need to tell these people you're seeing this, these people you're seeing that, let's move forward. But I still felt like even that was keeping the mindset so much on the music and not on the leading. And so it's weird, even for me, I need you to hear that. It's weird for me to say, let's do without parts and let's sing unison. Because I think about some of those songs that the parts are what, like I get so excited when, okay, now like the bounce is gonna break off, and then the next time we sing it through, you know, Julie's gonna hit that high part, it's gonna be so awesome, and the build. And so part of me is scared, like, what is that song gonna sound like if we're all singing the same thing? It's a little scary. But I want the music to be so simplified that it's so easy for us to come in and be able to do those things, inspect our heart, inspect our focus, inspect our motivation, and get to that place where, okay, I can lead these people into God's presence. It might not be the best we've ever sounded, because it's gonna have one, you know, just one thing to it, but I think it'll give us that opportunity of not coming in with the heaviness of, well, I sing alto and this person sings alto and we're both scheduled, now what do I sing? Do we both sing that? And I think it's gonna take some stress away, like I said, temporarily, because I know once we get back into adding some of those different elements, I want to be better about leading, you know, where you guys go and what you guys are doing, so there's none of that wondering. But I know that will take time for me, but even more importantly, like I said, I want to keep our focus the right thing. I want to keep our focus on leading our congregation into God's presence. So we're going to try this out. It's gonna be weird, especially if you, I was gonna say, if you're used to only hearing one thing and now you're being forced to sing melody because your worship leader's crazy, and it'll be stretching, but I think it's gonna be stretching in all the right ways. And I'm really excited for that unity aspect, to have one voice. I mean, that's gonna be one voice through the monitor. It's really, and through the sound system, and I just think it'll be a good change of pace for what God is doing and the energy and the movement that He's bringing. The other thing with that, as I was thinking, okay, how do you lead people? How do you lead people into the presence of God through singing? It's not always the easiest thing to do, and it took me back to my fine arts festival days when I was in youth ministry, and we went, and I was part of the worship team, and we sang, and if you're not familiar with fine arts, they, you do your thing, and then they critique you, which is kind of weird. Anyways, we don't need to get into all of that. And so we did our thing, and the judges, or critique people, whatever they're called, wrote down for all of us that we did great and we sounded great, but our eyes were closed the whole time. And I remember thinking, well, yeah, my eyes are closed, but I'm worshiping God, you know? But their comments were we weren't connecting with the people. And so as I've been thinking about that, how can we connect with the people? I want to be more engaging with them. That was a lot of the reason why I was like, you know, we're going to all do the motions today, because it's such a great energy connecting thing, and it's easier to look out at people when they're doing motions than when it's those more sinister, more spiritual songs, more what do I want to say, John? Slower songs, I guess. And so what I want to start doing is, I'm just going to draw on here, like say this is the edge of this. Oh, really? Okay. Say this is the edge of the stage, and you are the congregation, and I'm standing on stage, and our, you know, stage kind of circles, and these would be like the pews. Do you guys understand what this edge is? Okay. So my thought is, like, if you are here, it's easy to focus, like, this is your section to focus on leading. If you're here, this is your section to focus on leading. And I don't want to stretch in a way of, like, you feel weird opening your eyes and connecting with people. Like, if you worship better and lead better, closing your eyes, that's fine. That was just an example. But I think if we focus on, okay, these are my people, you know, these are the people that God has given me on this Sunday to lead and to worship, it'll help our mindset and where we're going with that. The biggest thing I want with starting this year, like I said, keeping my focus on the right thing, I want to enable, I want to empower the people, I want to, like I said, yeah, enable and empower people into worship without distracting. And so I think right now it's been so easy to, because I come in on a Sunday too thinking, okay, God, I know I need to lead better with parts and vocally and dynamics, but I don't know how and I don't know the best way to do that. And I feel like it's a distraction for all of us, and I don't want it to be a distraction. I want us to be empowered and be enabled and empower and enable others. So that's kind of my focus and where my heart's been and where I feel like we're going and where I feel like God just keeps bringing me back to, you know, if we keep our focus on Him, He's going to do the rest. You know, that's all we have to do. And so there's where I'm at. Do you guys have any questions? Is that...
Are you going to kill us if we accidentally sing part?
No.
Because I totally am thinking,
no,
I don't even know the lead on some of those. Like,
no.
It's
I mean,
hard.
It's going to be stretching, yeah.
I totally like that idea, though. I think it's great.
Yeah, and like I said, it'll be interesting on some of those songs. It'll be challenging, but I think it'll be freeing.
Stretches
and
too.
That's where I just want to continually have that freedom in worship, not only for us, but for the congregation. Do you have anything to add?
I mean, I think it's important to remember, it's like what Pastor Dave was saying today about the welcoming church. You know, welcoming church isn't something that just happens, it's created. That atmosphere is molded. And as a worship team, there's things that we have to be intentional about if we want to create that in our team. And so what Jen was saying about unity is key. I mean, as a team develops and grows, you know, if we're not intentional about things, then things happen. I was just talking to our youth worship team, because it's grown. Our youth worship team has doubled in size recently, and it's ridiculous. And there's just a lot of dynamics in there. And I just told them, I said, listen, if we are not intentional about being a team, then like Jen said, the enemy will come in there and work all kinds of ridiculous stuff, and then we end up at each other's throats, and it's not where we want to be. And then, you know, the illustration that I love with worship, and this kind of ties in with what Jen was saying about being one voice and focusing. Again, it's being intentional. That's the whole part behind this thing. It's just, yeah, it's temporary. It's a temporary, you know, switch, taking away the parts. But it's a practical thing that we can do to be intentional about being one voice, you know, and it's going to take us in the direction that we want to go. And we need to start seeing ourselves not as the worship team in the way that, you know, we worship, everyone else watches us worship or enjoys our worship. And I enjoy, I mean, I want to be careful how I say this, because when people come and they say, you know, I really enjoyed the worship today, I appreciate that compliment. I appreciate, okay, you know, the team is sounding good. That's a good thing. What I can't stand is when you know, that's what it's about, is did you sound good today or did you not sound good today, versus you guys really helped me worship today. I would much rather hear that than, oh, you sounded good today. And so, you know, we need to stop viewing ourselves as we worship and people join in. But it goes back to the illustration of we are conductors. The congregation is the worship team. And we are trying to lead them in a song. You know, we are doing is basically waving the wand to say, you know, let's all do this together. But it's a congregational thing. So why do we sing congregational songs? You know, and we can get into everyone's personal preference about music. And I've, you know, we hear the gamut of it every week and every month.
Crazy.
About, you know, one person will come up and say, you know, you guys don't sing enough new songs. The new songs we do are already 5 or 7 years old. And then we'll literally turn around a corner and someone will come up to us and say, hey, come here, you know, you guys really don't, you're singing too much new stuff. You really need to sing some of the older songs. And then I hear that, well, you guys sing too many of the same songs. You know, you need to vary it up more. You know, and we all have our personal preferences and everything. You know, what I've always come back to is, as a team, as a worship team, if we feel like we're being faithful to what God's called us to do, that's a win at the end of the day. But then, all of that being said, the reason we sing congregational songs, in my heart behind the reason we sing so many of the same songs, is so that people can sing with it. I mean, it's a congregational. We want people to know the words and to be able to participate and sing. And so I want us to really start viewing ourselves as, we're just the conductor, they're the worship team, and if we can, at the end of the day, create an atmosphere where they can worship, and, you know, connecting with them, helping turn their focus upward, rather than just looking around or just staring at us. That's when that Jim was talking about doing the motions and all that, I'm sure it does you too, but it drives me crazy when you just look at and you see just like those dead glassy eyes just staring at you while you are worshiping. And I'm like, ah! You know, our whole reason for being up here is to have this congregation, you know, worshiping. So, just intentionality, you know, in everything we do, from our team unity to coming in and practicing as a team and being encouraging to one another, but then also this parts thing, you know, just intentionally trying to create an atmosphere where we're not focused on all this other stuff, but can we lead these people to worship their God? You know, that's the heart behind all of this. So I'm done. I'm out.
You're done. So, yeah. You're out.
It's all you.
Good.
All right.
Are you thinking about keeping the size of each team the same with us all singing the same part? Are you thinking maybe go smaller?
Oh, probably keep it the same, just for the aspect of, I think it's good for our congregation to see different people, and to have, I just think, I mean, it's easy to point out dress because that's the easiest thing. Like, if there's a Sunday morning where I'm in jeans and I'm standing next to Doyle in a suit, like, how amazing that there's a crowd out there who's in suits who connects with Doyle and does not connect with me. There's a crowd out there who connects with me but won't connect with Doyle, you know? And I think that even though we sound the same, like, you could have 20 people up there, you could have 2 people up there. I think I want to keep it the same for that purpose of connecting with people. Anything else? All right, well, I want to maybe have you pray before we leave. Like I said, I think, you know, when I talk with my brother, because he leads worship, it's so interesting because he's very musical-minded. Like, that's what he's called to do, which I'm called to do this too, but He has the training and the background and all of that, where I'm just like, okay, I'll do worship you. Let's do this thing. And so as we've been, you know, toying with this idea, I just keep going back. It just feels so backwards, but it feels so right. So don't hesitate to let us know if we can be praying for you guys in anything and in any way, or if you need support in any area of life. We're here. So not just for the music, but here to walk through life with you guys. So, you want to pray?
Cool. I'll pray. We'll take off. Heavenly Father, help us as a team to really be intentional about where you want us to go, what you want us to do, the things you want us to accomplish. God, we just recognize that the steps we want to take, they don't happen by accident. You've called us to lead this congregation in worship, and we, in turn, have to be intentional about doing it in a way that will empower this team, in a way that will be encouraging to each other, but also in a way that will truly and practically lead this congregation in worship and create an atmosphere in this place that is honoring to you, but that enables people to connect with you in their heart and their spirit, and really experience your presence in this place, Lord. That's that at the end of the day, our heart's cry. God, not that we have sounded great, but that we have helped someone connect to you, and that's our heart. So Lord, I pray that as a team, we would grow tighter in unity. I pray that as a team, we would grow, like Pastor Dave said, just with a common goal, a common focus of creating an atmosphere of worship in this place. Lord, we cannot do without you. We just lean into you and ask that you would help us as we walk it out. And it's in your name we pray all these things. Amen.
Okay, I have one more quick thing. I just want each and every single one of you to know how valuable you are to this team. As we talk about unity, you know, and that being one voice, I don't want it to get lost that, oh, now I'm not needed because it's all just one thing. Each of you bring something different to this team, and each of you make this team what it is. And you're all so important to where we're going. So, all right, that's all. And